Our assignment was to get a verse about forgiveness, and I got two here in Mark 11:25-26. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions. And I thought about how, you know, we can say that we understand forgiveness, but most of us, or a lot of us, especially us young people, haven't ever really had anything that we, you know, that really hurt us that we had to forgive. And, you know, if we did, we'd probably see it in a different, we'd probably come to understand what it's really about.
I got this verse in Matthew 18:21-22. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? But Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. That for me means to, even if someone keeps on wronging me, to do the right thing towards them and just let them go, even if they keep doing it.
I thought about the story in Matthew 18:23, how there was this rich man and he wanted to settle accounts with his slaves. And he was looking through the books and he found one slave that owed him 10,000 talents. And he had the slave brought to him, and he said he was going to have to sell the slave and his family and everything he had to pay off the debt. And the slave fell down on the ground and started begging him to have mercy. So he just forgave him. And that slave went out and just found another slave that owed him just a little bit, and started choking him and said, you gotta pay me now. And the other slaves told the master, and so the master handed him over to torturers till he could pay it back. And it just reminds me how God forgives us so much, but if we don't forgive other people, we can't accept that forgiveness.
I also got Mark 11:25-26. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. And I know some people might be like, oh, I really need God to forgive whatever I've done, so I better forgive other people. But it might not be real wholehearted thing. You have to really just completely let go of other people's things that they've done to you for God to, and then that way it'll be more justified for God to forgive you and whatever you've done.
We got some verses here in Matthew 6, verse 12. And forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. And then 14-15. For if you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive your transgressions. And so, that's encouraging. We need to forgive people around us.
When I think of forgiveness, I think of this Mark 11:26. And it says, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions. And David has said before that the one who does the wrong, he forgets about it and everything's fine. But then the man who can't forgive him, he remembers it and it just burns at him.
I got Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. And we need to forgive people even when it's hard, just like God forgives us so many times.
I had Matthew 6, 14 and 15. For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions.